There is an absence of addiction treatment options in Native American communities, and so grassroots efforts are springing up. Montana Public Radio's Nora Sachs takes us to the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation, just south of the Canadian border.
Here in Fort Belknap, no one bothers to hide their drug use anymore, says Miranda Kirk.
Getting high in the car in front of the store, that ain't a big deal. Or leaving your paraphernalia out in the open for somebody to walk in, that's all right. Having and seeing needles everywhere, that's okay. Even talking about selling your needles and stuff, that's normal too.
Kirk is a 27-year-old mother of four. She was born and raised on the reservation and grew up around drug and alcohol addiction. Methamphetamine has been a problem here since the early 2000s, and painkillers are everywhere too. She herself got hooked on opioids after a miscarriage and a long struggle with depression. She managed to break her addiction, but got fed up with the rampant drug use. Last year, she went to tribal leaders and said, "Someone needs to do something now." Tribal Council Vice President George Horsecapture Jr. was moved.
It was very heartlifting to see young people are recognizing what's happening to their numbers. It's their age bracket that's really taken a beating.
He surprised Kirk by finding $150,000 to fund a response and by putting her in charge of it. Kirk took the mission seriously and started digging around. She thought about what had worked for her, close relationships with other recovering addicts and in her church.
If you have that strong support system and if you have strong faith, that makes any kind of challenge, any kind of barrier in front of you seem like it's just a little tiny molehill instead of a mountain.
Kirk discovered there's a tremendous history behind what she had figured out on her own, peer recovery. It's the idea that people who have succeeded in recovering from their own addiction are uniquely equipped to coach others. And in a small community like this one, Kirk had a hunch that trusted peer mentors could help other addicts get over the stigma of asking for help.
So I went and did surveys and I got all this prep together and I said, I can do this.
A few months later, Kirk and her sister launched the Oni Nakota Anti-Drug Movement, one of the first Native-led peer recovery projects in Montana. It's named for the two tribes that live on the reservation.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Once a week, one of Kirk's peer recovery groups, the Life Givers Circle, meets in the Lodgepole Elementary School. Jessica Healy is a regular.
We talk about stuff and we just help each other out.
Healy, now 30, had been using drugs on and off since she was 18. When her only son was taken away last year, she reached out to Kirk.
It was a good feeling to be close to people that have been going through the same thing and to know that there's others out there.
Peers involved in Oni Nakota also get out and talk to kids about prevention and organize public events. Their goal is to make sure that tribal members who are struggling with addiction know they have somewhere to turn. 1 year in, out of 20 people who started the program, 6 have stuck with it, says Kirk.
Well, that's 3 times what I had planned for. It's a small, you know, a very small dent, but I'm excited because if we can have 6 in a year, then maybe we can double those results this year.
Ideally, though, says Dr. Aaron Wernham of the Montana Healthcare Foundation, addiction needs to be treated like a chronic illness, and care would include a team of primary care doctors working next to behavioral health professionals.
Peer recovery fits in very well with it, but if you decided you were just going to build a whole treatment system around peer recovery, you probably wouldn't end up getting the results you want.
The challenge is how to bring that kind of comprehensive care to Fort Belknap. Wernham estimates that less than 10% of Montanans with a substance use problem receive treatment, and the problems are worse on reservations. On Fort Belknap, Kirk's grassroots peer program is one of the only options people there have, and she's intent on doing that work no matter what.
You have to keep your phone on because addiction don't sleep, and normally we don't either.
For NPR News, I'm Nora Sachs.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, Montana Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News.